morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 18th. You'll be interested to know. 69 years ago, today, in 1956, the United Nations admitted Japan to full membership, restoring Tokyo's standing in the global community after a difficult post-war recovery. This milestone marked a major step in reintegration, signaling international recognition of Japan's sovereignty and opening avenues for diplomatic collaboration and economic rebuilding. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3+ feet. Conditions will shift to fair by late morning, then choppy in the afternoon. Winds are currently sideshore at 2 miles per hour, shifting onshore to 5 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 12 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 6 feet at 7:15 a.m., followed by a -0.5-foot low tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Friday offers clean conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet, ideal for a fun session. Saturday sees a slight decline, with choppy conditions and wave heights dropping to 1 to 2 feet in the afternoon. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell, with waves reaching 2+ feet in cleaner conditions, making it the best day of the period. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 60 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:49. It looks like we're in for a sunny day, with a high near 68 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 56 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 66 and a light south wind of up to 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Otherwise, highs stay in the low to mid 60s with mostly cloudy nights and lows around 56. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Marines at Camp Pendleton are learning how to shoot down small enemy drones with shotguns during Exercise Steel Night. Lieutenant Colonel Reginald Thomas III, commanding officer of the headquarters and service battalion of the 1st Marine Logistic Group, stated, "The drones in the hands of our future adversaries are cheap, light, and maneuverable." The exercise included a live fire range that served as a proof of concept for evaluating methods to combat drone systems. Concerns have arisen that small drones, similar to those used in Ukraine, could disrupt supply lines and expose positions. Exercise Steel Night 25 concluded on December 14th. Testing the ability of the iMarine Expeditionary Force to integrate capabilities for Indo-Pacific readiness. Now on to sports. The Bears are exploring moving out of Chicago and into Indiana. The team has been in Chicago for more than 100 years, having moved to the city in 1921 from Decatur, Illinois. Bears president Kevin Warren announced the team's latest stadium plans, stating the need to evaluate opportunities throughout the wider Chicagoland region, including Northwest Indiana. Warren emphasized that this is not about leverage and that the team is committed to Chicago. The Bears face obstacles in their search for a new stadium, but moving to Indiana is now Plan C. Having a team play in a state outside of its city is rare, but not unprecedented. Looking at tonight, Sam Darnold was far from his best when he faced the Seattle Seahawks, and he knows he must perform better after tossing 4 interceptions against the Los Angeles Rams on November 16th. Darnold's rematch with the Rams carries significant implications for the NFC West title, as both teams are tied atop the division. Darnold stated, "We are excited about this challenge," acknowledging his previous performance. The Rams' defense ranks 13th in the NFL, creating issues for Darnold, while the Seahawks' offense has struggled to score early. Rams coach Sean McVay remarked, "There is no weakness," highlighting both teams' strengths. If Davante Adams is out, the Rams will miss their leading receiver. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, tonight on Amazon Prime Video. In local sports, mark your calendars, San Diego sports fans, because the Los Angeles 28 Olympics ticket draw registration opens on January 14th. This marks the first opportunity for fans to secure a time slot for purchasing passes to this international event. Single tickets will start at $28, with various options available for individuals and groups. Residents from the greater Los Angeles area and Oklahoma City who register will enjoy early access. Curated hospitality experiences will also be available for purchase starting next year. Stay updated by signing up for the Los Angeles 28 newsletter for the latest information. In top news, yesterday, a United States judge indicated she would block President Donald Trump's administration from laying off hundreds of federal employees, citing a shutdown law. U.S. District Judge Susan Elston stated that layoffs at 4 agencies were likely invalid under a law passed to end a recent government shutdown. She intends to block the U.S. State Department and Education Department from laying off about 250 and 150 employees, respectively. The judge plans to reinstate roughly 300 employees who lost their jobs during the shutdown. Elston's ruling has been praised by unions involved in the case. In business news, Walmart has maintained its stance on avoiding near-field communication-based payments, such as Apple Pay and Google Pay. Other major retailers have increasingly accepted this technology as the norm. Walmart offers its own contactless payment options, which provide key advantages. The retail giant strategy has confused customers over the years, as many expect to pay using their phones. Analysts suggest that while accepting tap-to-pay does not incur extra fees, upgrading payment hardware can be costly. Walmart's preference for its own payment tools allows it to collect valuable customer data. For now, the company seems to be doing just fine by bucking the trend. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $2,800. And XRP is down 3% to $1.85. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The TikTok ban was set for December 16th, but it did not happen, and here is why. President Donald Trump has postponed the ban on TikTok 5 times this year. The deadline was extended after concerns regarding the app's Chinese ownership. Chinese tech company ByteDance owns TikTok, and in 2024, President Joe Biden signed a law requiring its sale due to national security concerns. The ban date was nullified on September 25th, extending the prohibition to January 23rd, 2026. Messages from Washington continue to label TikTok as a privacy threat, with a ban now anticipated for January. Entertainment news. The Rolling Stones have called off plans for a 2026 stadium tour of the United Kingdom and Europe. A source close to the band confirms to Variety, following reports that guitarist Keith Richards was unable to commit to it. While the band's touring pianist and a spokesperson mentioned they nearly completed a new album, Richards, who turns 82, is unable to handle the rigors of another tour. The band plans to return to the stage when they are ready. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American historian and author Henry Steele Commager. And he said, "Change does not necessarily assure progress, but progress implacably requires change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.